At the United Nations, meanwhile, diplomats are inching towards agreement on the issue of a new resolution governing weapons inspections in Iraq. The U.S. has been lobbying for tough new ground rules for inspections. A week ago, only Britain seemed open to the idea. The other three permanent members of the Security Council, Russia, France, and China, were far less enthusiastic. But today, the word compromise is in the air. Tyler Marshall is covering the United Nations for the Los Angeles Times, and he joins us now. Mr. Marshall, what's changed?
I think what's changed is that all members of the Security Council now, or certainly a majority, believe that weapons inspectors should go back to Iraq under a new set of rules that are more stringent than those that Saddam Hussein has managed to circumvent in the past.
So is the U.S. getting its way, in your view?
I wouldn't say it's getting its way. I think you used the words inching forward early on, and I think that's a good metaphor. There's a lot of hard negotiating. I think, yes, in one respect, there is now sentiment for a new resolution, and in that respect, the U.S. is getting its way. It floated language last week that was very strong and very tough, and I don't think anybody believes that the United States is going to get everything it asks for, but in a negotiation, you go back and forth.
The French have played a big role in trying to broker a compromise here, and they've wanted a two-step plan. How would that plan work?
The French are very interested, and many members of the Security Council are interested in the Council having another crack at deciding what to do if Iraq is found in breach of the resolution, if Iraq does not do what the United Nations Security Council demands it to do. It does not want, the French do not want an automatic military strike. The United States and Britain are much more in favor of a single resolution which has the or else element built into it that would circumvent another arduous political negotiation in the Security Council.
What about outside the Security Council, in the halls of the UN, as you walk around there? What do you hear from other countries, other member countries, about whether or not there's a softening of the opposition that we've seen to the use of military force?
There's an interesting dynamic, John. The United Nations is extremely concerned that if it does not act, that it will be condemned to irrelevance. And that is exactly the frame that President Bush and the administration has put around this. So there is a sense that of inevitability to this. I don't think there is enthusiasm in the halls for a military confrontation, but I think that there is a sense of inevitability that the United States must be accommodated and that they must go further than they really want to do in order to maintain the relevance of the institution.
Given all these factors, what's the timeline? How long is the UN debate, the Security Council debate, expected to continue? And when might we see a decision?
It depends. If a lot of work gets done in the capitals, then a resolution could move through fairly quickly. If there still are major stumbling blocks, then it will take a while.
Thanks very much, Mr. Marshall.
Thank you, John.
Tyler Marshall has been covering the United Nations for the Los Angeles Times.